This is Akashwani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings, read by Navneet Singh. First, from the Rajya Sabha, writer is Sanjeev Chopra of PTI. Home Minister Amit Shah said in the Rajya Sabha that people wanted that all the terrorists behind the Pahalgam attack should be shot in the head, and incidentally, all three terrorists were shot in the head by security forces. Replying to a debate on the Operation Sindoor, he said the identity of three terrorists killed in Operation Mahadev clearly established Lashkar-e-Taiba hand in the Pahalgam attack. He also hit out at the Congress for indulging in politics over the Pahalgam attack. He lauded the security forces for successfully carrying out Operation Sindoor and Operation Mahadev. Recalling the statement of Prime Minister in Bihar post-Pahalgam attack, he said, "It is responsibility of the Prime Minister to express feelings of people of the country, and all his words have proven right." Earlier, intervening in the resumed discussion on Operation Sindoor, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar asserted that there has been no third-party intervention in the halting of hostilities against Pakistan. He categorically made it clear that stopping military action against Pakistan was also not linked to trade as claimed by US President Donald Trump. Jaishankar said Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the US President did not have any phone calls between 22nd April, when the Pahalgam terror attack took place, and 16th June. The minister attacked the Congress for not responding to terror attacks perpetrated by Pakistan in the past and accused it of self-hyphenating India with Pakistan on the issue of terror. The minister said the Modi government has set a new normal under which India will hit whenever Pakistan attacks it and will not buckle under any nuclear threat. He also blamed the previous Congress governments for China coming closer to Pakistan since the 1960s, when Islamabad handed over parts of POK to Beijing. Detailing the events during Operation Sindoor, he said a number of countries were in contact with India, but India gave the message that targets selected and hit on 7th May were known terrorist headquarters and the infrastructure in Pakistan. He urged opposition leaders mocking India's military action against Pakistan to watch videos of funerals of terrorists and destruction of airfields in Pakistan in case they had doubts. Jaishankar said India had told all that if fighting has to stop, Pakistan must make a request, and that request must come from the channel of Pakistan's DGMO. On 9th May, he said, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance called up the Prime Minister to warn him that in American assessment, a massive Pakistani attack would come in the next few hours. Jaishankar said Prime Minister listened and made it very clear that if anything of that happens, Pakistan would get a fitting and appropriate response from our side. A few hours later, he said, that happened, and a fitting and appropriate response also happened, which disabled the entire Pakistani air defense system and rendered all their airfields inoperative. At this stage, he claimed India started getting calls that Pakistan was ready to stop fighting, but insisted that Pakistani side had to make a request through the DGMO. Blood and water will not flow together, he said, providing reasons for India's decision to suspend the Indus Water Treaty with Pakistan. Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, alleged that the previous Congress-led governments lacked the political will to act against Pakistan despite Islamabad's continued support to terrorism, and accused the opposition party of appeasement of the neighboring country. Participating in the debate, he said, those questioning the government on its response post-Pahalgam must introspect on what they did after terror attacks when they were in government. detailing the response of the Congress-led UPA government during 2004-14 to terror attacks carried out at the time, Nadda said that no action was taken after Delhi, Varanasi, Mumbai bomb blasts, where hundreds were killed and scores injured, which shows the insensitivity of then-governments. Trade, tourism and talks with Pakistan continued despite the terrorist attacks, Nadda said. He said India kept engaging in confidence-building measures while they kept shooting us. We kept serving them biryani. The forces were the same, the army was the same, the police were the same, but there was no political will, he said, referring to the UPA regime. Nadda cited the surgical strike after the Uri terrorist attack as evidence of the NDA government's approach towards dealing with terrorism and Pakistan, stating that it is an example of a changing India under Modi's leadership with transparency and conviction. Citing Modi's statement that Pakistan has committed a blunder and they will have to pay the price, Nadda said, that is the political will required to deal with terrorism. He also refuted allegations that Modi had gone to Bihar for electioneering days after the Pahalgam attack, saying the Prime Minister had gone to attend Panchayati Raj Day and he went to celebrate the day with the elected members of Panchayats. He said there is a narrative being peddled that no country supported India after Pahalgam terror attack, informing the upper house that there are 61 messages of heads of states of different governments, their presidents and vice presidents condemning it. Participating in the debate, Rajya Sabha MP Kapil Sibal criticized Home Minister Amit Shah for not inviting Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah to a security assessment meeting held on 8th April in the Union Territory. Sibal argued that the centre would have gained better understanding of ground realities by consulting a local leader representing the people. If Abdullah is not called for the meeting, how will you get the information? He asked. Highlighting India's military limitations, Sibal said, we don't have that many resources that we can destroy Pakistan. We are not fighting the war with Pakistan alone. Pakistan and China are together. China is giving all the technology to Pakistan. Congress MP Akhilesh Prasad Singh alleged that the political leadership lost the gains made by the forces. BJP MP Lakshman hit back at the opposition parties for not trusting Prime Minister Narendra Modi, stating that he has won the trust of people of India thrice. He said they trust US President Donald Trump more than the government. BJP MP Ghulam Ali accused Congress, NC and other local parties of indulging in pseudo-secularism and said the narrative is now being changed. Samajwadi Party MP Jaya Bachchan questioned why India's retaliatory action post-Pahalgam attack was named Operation Sindoor, when women were widowed in the incident and actually lost their sindoor. Asserting that the killing of 26 people in the Pahalgam terrorist attack became collective pain of the country, senior RJD leader Manoj Kumar Jha said that national security is not just a slogan but a moral duty and responsibility. Earlier, Rajya Sabha proceedings were adjourned in the pre-noon session as opposition parties led by the Congress pressed for a discussion on the Special Intensive Revision (SIR) of Bihar's electoral rolls carried out by the Election Commission. Soon after the listed papers were laid on the table of the House, Congress and TMC pressed the chair to indicate when a discussion on SIR will take place in the House. Deputy Chairman Harivansh asked for the listed zero-hour mentions. He first ruled that comments by opposition leaders seeking discussion on SIR would not go on record and shortly thereafter adjourned the proceedings till 12 noon as the unrelenting opposition MPs stood up to press for their demand. Earlier, Deputy Chairman stated that 18 notices had been received under Rule 267 that seek to set aside the business of the day to discuss the issue being raised through such notices. The Chair rejected all the 18 notices as not conforming to the rules. And now a review of proceedings in the Lok Sabha. Writer is Sagar Kulkarni of PTI. The Lok Sabha today approved a statutory resolution to extend the President's rule in Manipur for 6 months beyond 13th August. The House passed a resolution approving extension of President's rule in Manipur by another 6 months beyond 13th August. Minister of State Nityanand Rai asserted that there is peace prevailing and law and order is under control in the northeastern state. Rai said, since imposition of President's rule in Manipur, there has been only one fatality with no casualties in the last 4 months. It is important to have President's rule in Manipur for ensuring that peace is established. The minister said that peace was prevailing in Manipur and the law and order situation was also under control. Rai said full efforts were being made to remove differences between the two ethnic communities through dialogue to establish permanent peace. Earlier, Speaker Om Birla said President's rule was imposed in Manipur on 13 February and the House had approved it on 2 April. If the President's rule has to be extended by another 6 months, the statutory resolution has to be approved by both the Houses of Parliament, Birla said. Initiating the debate, Congress member Anto Antony termed the crisis in Manipur a man-made disaster and alleged it has been caused due to the failure and inefficiency of the government. The Manipur government, instead of protecting its people, worsened the situation by imposing internet shutdowns, curfews and brutal police actions. The government has allowed the situation to spiral into uncontrolled violence and chaos, Antony said. Earlier, BJP member Anurag Thakur claimed in the Lok Sabha during Zero Hour that the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi had sought the US intervention to stop the war with Pakistan in 1971. Thakur said Indian soldiers won the 1971 war, but someone else was declared the Iron Lady. He claimed that the war was won on the battlefield but lost on the negotiation table. He read out a letter from Mrs. Gandhi to U.S. President Nixon, wherein she urged the U.S. President to persuade Pakistan to desist forthwith with the policy of wanton aggression and military adventurism. The nation has to decide whether the government of that day was iron or an irony, Thakur said, referring to the letter dated 5th December 1971. Congress members were on their feet protesting against the reference made by Thakur. Congress member Priyanka Gandhi Vadra urged the centre to waive loans for the flood and landslide victims of a parliamentary constituency of Wayanad and lamented the lack of central assistance in helping the affected people rebuild their lives. Raising the issue during Zero Hour, Vadra said, hundreds of people lost their lives, 17 families were wiped out, and more than 1,600 buildings were destroyed in the landslides and floods. She said it has been a year since the disaster and those affected have not been rehabilitated properly. Some funds were released, but they were insufficient and given as loans, which is unprecedented, Vadra said. She urged the central government to consider waiving these loans. SP members accused the Uttar Pradesh government of depriving Dalits and poor children of the right to education by closing and merging state-run schools and instead focusing on opening liquor shops in every village. The Samajwadi Party's Dharmendra Yadav alleged that in Uttar Pradesh, 1.26 lakh schools were being closed down while 5,000 were getting merged. He said recruitment of more than 2 lakh teachers too have been stalled. Neeraj Moria of SP demanded from the government to ensure the state-run schools are not closed and instead Kendra Vidyalaya and Navodaya Vidyalayas were opened. BJP member from Arunachal Pradesh, Tapir Gao, urged the centre to confer the Bharat Ratna on the Dalai Lama, describing him as a global symbol of non-violence and compassion. Congress member Gurjeet Singh Aujla wanted the centre to investigate the threatening mails received by Sikh Gurdwara Prabandha Committee that claimed to make the Golden Temple a target of attacks. And that is all we have in the Parliament Review.